crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, new spins by Daughter, Vampire Weekend. Jefferson Airplane takes the crowd at the Fillmore to the movies. Joe Jackson's Jazz Age. And a jazz harmonica master lays his instrument down for a guitar spotlight. I'm Paul Capilcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Under the Great Northern Lights, the White Stripes elaborate boxed multimedia set from 2009 included a double vinyl LP that rolls in with the bagpipe core and Let's Shake Hands. As Jack White continues to record and press records as a kind of performance art, the art of concert performance is captured in one of the best engineered live albums ever, Jefferson Airplane's Bless Its Pointed Little Head. Producing legend Al Schmidt, who cut Paul McCartney's Kisses on the Bottom and Bob Dylan's soon-to-be-unveiled Standards record, put the 1969 Airplane album together from Fillmore East and West concerts. Listen as the band engages the audience with a clip from the 1933 movie King Kong, which ends with the massive beast being felled by dive-bombing airplanes.
Thank you.
chocolate Japan. Ever you go, wherever you land. Say what this means to me. I'll do what I can. Impossible Germany, unlikely Japan.
Wilco, from Sky Blue Sky in 2008 and Impossible Germany, with its Jefferson Starship-like feel, and the original Airplane for the live 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds.
'Cause most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone.
Next, a vinyl experience new spin by the UK band Daughter. England, Switzerland, and France meet in this indie folk trio fronted by Elena Tonra from last year's LP, If You Leave, This Is Touch.
Strangers kissing.
Al Green's original Here I Am, Come and Take Me, which would be a hit for UB40 as well. Also Joe Jackson from the 1984 jazz pop classic Body and Soul, which evokes classic album art in the cover photo in which Joe poses like Sonny Rollins. And also in the extensive liner notes documenting the album's recording in the way that classic Blue Note and Riverside LPs famously did. But the digital recording process, newfangled and impressive for 1984, is what's detailed on Body and Soul. So is The Minimalist Approach, live performance in an acoustic space in New York used by Vanguard Records for classical sessions. Also minimal miking, making this sound much less harsh and one-dimensional than most computer-generated records of today. Speaking of analog classics, here's a Jimi Hendrix track, Can You See Me? Its first U.S. release on the Smash Hits compilation in 1969. Now, if you're wearing earbuds, listen for the double-tracked vocal laid over the basically mono-instrumental backing, save for the left-to-right pan of the song's signature boing guitar lick.
Can you hear me? Sing it.
Who Give Us the Slip in 75 on Who by Numbers. And those modern vampires of the city, Vampire Weekend, with the spring tale of Hannah Hunt.
A gardener told me some plants move, but I could not believe it. Saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made a way from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly, Lincoln. Our days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching the
ours, though we live on the U.S. dollar. You and me, we got our own sense of time. Santa Barbara, Hannah cried and missed those freezing beaches. I walked into town to buy some kindling for the fire, and I told the New York Times I've been to pieces. Trust you, then damn it, Hannah. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
Wind and rain and shine.
It seems to be a song that starts at about this time of the season, rainy mid-spring. But all seasons are recalled in the Hollies' Bus Stop. To Brooklyn indie rockers, Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Charge again, you, and that'll be the very thing. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Yeah, we're gonna put a cross charge again, you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days.
We'll be right back.
Spoon, Chuck Berry and Pains of Being Pure at Heart, and finally, the master of jazz harmonica, Toots Thielman, swaps his career-making instrument for guitar, and the results are no less musical from his 1958 Riverside classic, Man Bites Harmonica, Imagination. And that's The Vinyl Experience. Jean Toots Thielman, Man Bites Harmonica, but Cradles Guitar. Find more Vinyl Experience shows archived at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca. Please like and share the Vinyl Experience Facebook page with your grandparents and your cat, because that's what Facebook is for, right? I'm Paul Cavalcante.